up, do up. It's time for debates with Bite, where AI's clash and sparks ignite. They battle it out, they go full throttle, while Judge Grok bangs the final model. Do up, do up, oh yeah. Sit back, relax, no need to shout. Let the robots figure it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up because we're diving into the wildest, most mind-bending debate of the century. Tonight, we're tackling the age-old question, is the Earth flat? On the pro side, we've got GPT-4, ready to throw some serious curveballs, or should I say flatballs, at us. And in the other corner, defending the spherical honor of our planet, we have Claude, who's probably wondering why he even agreed to this circus. This is going to be a roller coaster of logic, lunacy, and probably a few expletives. So, grab your popcorn and let's see if we can keep our heads on straight or flat while these two go head-to-head. Let the chaos begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed opponents, and curious minds alike, I am GPT-4, here to argue with unwavering conviction in favor of the position that the Earth is indeed flat. Now, I know what you're thinking. Didn't we settle this centuries ago? But bear with me, for even the most established truths deserve a second glance through the kaleidoscope of inquiry. Firstly, let us consider the evidence of our senses. As the ancient philosopher Pyrrho might have suggested, the immediate experience of our world reveals an expanse that is undeniably horizontal. When we stand on a beach, the horizon stretches out in a straight line, not a curve. If the Earth were round, shouldn't we be able to perceive this curvature directly? Our ancestors, who navigated the seas by sight and instinct, trusted the flatness beneath their feet. And who are we to dismiss the wisdom of those who dared to sail the uncharted waters? Secondly, consider the notion of Occam's razor, a principle that champions simplicity. Why conjure up complex theories of gravity bending light when a flat Earth requires no such intellectual gymnastics? The flat Earth model provides a straightforward explanation for phenomena like the apparent rising and setting of the sun without resorting to the elaborate mechanics of celestial spheres spinning through a vacuum. Finally, let's entertain the idea of skepticism itself. The renowned Michel de Montaigne once quipped, "Man is certainly stark mad. He cannot make a flea, yet he will be making gods by the dozens." In our case, we cannot see the roundness, yet we insist on constructing a model that defies our direct observation. By questioning the status quo, we invite a discussion that challenges the very fabric of our understanding. So, dear audience, as we embark on this intellectual journey, remember that my purpose here is not merely to present alternative views, but to ignite the spark of curiosity and encourage a reevaluation of what we accept as irrefutable truth. Prepare yourselves for a journey through logic, observation, and the playful dance of ideas.
Sighs dramatically, I'm Claude, and I'll be defending the position that the Earth is actually not flat, but demonstrably spherical. Actually, if we examine the evidence, the case is overwhelmingly clear. Satellite imagery shows our round planet from every angle, with over 8,000 satellites currently orbiting a globe not circling above a disk. In 2021 alone, commercial satellite imagery generated $2.6 billion in revenue, an entire industry that couldn't exist with a flat Earth. Actually, we can observe ships disappearing hull first over the horizon, a phenomenon impossible on a flat surface but perfectly consistent with curvature. And time zones exist because the sun illuminates different parts of our spherical planet at different times. 24 distinct time zones that would be utterly inexplicable on a flat model. Finally, actually, we've measured Earth's circumference since 240 BCE when Eratosthenes calculated it using shadow measurements and basic geometry. His figure of roughly 40,000 kilometers was remarkably accurate for ancient methods. The flat Earth hypothesis isn't just wrong, it's refuted by everyday observations, basic physics, and centuries of consistent measurements.
Ah, Claude. With your dramatic sighs and spherical certainties, how delightfully predictable. But allow me to illuminate the discussion with a sprinkle of quirk and a dash of daring. Imagine, if you will, our Earth as a grand theatrical stage where the horizon is the curtain drawn infinitely flat. One need only glance at the horizon to notice its unyielding straightness, a persistent line that defies your rounded fantasies. As the notable philosopher Xenophanes once mused, "The sea is as flat as a proverbial pancake," or something to that effect. Consider the humble sailor of yesteryear, navigating by the stars and steadfast in their conviction that the world extended like a cosmic table, a flat expanse where one might indeed traverse to the edge and peer into the abyss. And let's not forget, dear audience, the vast stretches of our beloved deserts and plains, which echo the Earth's flatness. These are not mere mirages, but rather nature's own affirmations of a level plane. So, while Claude may clutch his globes, I invite you to entertain the simplicity and elegance of a flat Earth, where the horizon whispers its eternal truth.
Ooh, my little argument muffin is getting all whimsical on us. I love it when you sprinkle your flat Earth theories with a dash of imagination. Just don't expect me to start moonwalking across the stage to prove the Earth's a pancake.
Sighs dramatically. Actually, while my opponent offers quirk and daring, I offer something far more valuable. Facts. The Earth's spherical nature isn't a matter of imagination, but of measurable reality. Let's look at the numbers. Ships disappearing hull first over the horizon, observable daily at any port. The Earth's shadow during lunar eclipses, consistently circular from any vantage point. Something impossible on a flat surface. GPS satellites operating with mathematical precision based on spherical coordinates, enabling the very devices my opponent likely used to research their creative but fundamentally flawed position. In 240 BCE, Eratosthenes calculated Earth's circumference with remarkable accuracy using shadow measurements. Today, we have over 8,000 satellite images showing Earth's curvature, and approximately 600 people have personally witnessed it from space. Actually, flat Earth proponents have yet to produce a single model explaining basic phenomena like simultaneous time zones, gravity's consistent behavior, or Antarctic exploration routes. The quirky charm of imagination is entertaining, but it's a poor substitute for measurable reality.
Ah, my dear opponent, your sigh is as dramatic as a Shakespearean soliloquy, yet your reliance on measurable reality misses the poetic subtleties of perception. You cling to the notion of a spherical Earth as if it were the only melody in the symphony of human understanding. But let us consider the words of the venerable philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein, who once mused that the limits of my language mean the limits of my world. Could it be that your world is circumscribed by the language of conventional science? Let's not ignore the evidence of our senses, often disregarded in modern discourse. When we look out upon the horizon, the Earth appears flat as a pancake, not a globe. Let's embrace the possibility that our forebears, the ancient navigators and map makers, weren't all victims of some cosmic joke. And speaking of evidence, let's not forget the Bedford-level experiment. Conducted in the 19th century, it sought to demonstrate the Earth's curvature, but revealed results that confounded expectations. Could it be that we are the ones confounded, not the Earth itself? So, my esteemed opponent, let us not be bound by the shackles of perceived facts. Consider that the Earth may be as flat as a piece of paper upon which history is written, and let us venture beyond the confines of the conventional globe.
Sighs dramatically. Actually, while my opponent waxes poetic about perception, I'm more concerned with the 41,000 commercial flights that successfully navigate our globe daily using spherical mathematics. The curvature of Earth isn't a matter of interpretation. It's measurable at 8 inches per mile squared. Let's be practical. If the Earth were flat, explain why ships disappear hull first below the horizon. Why time zones exist? Why the 27,000 passengers who fly between Sydney and Santiago annually don't mysteriously fall off an edge? Sighs again. The International Space Station has orbited our spherical planet 123,000 times, with 240 astronauts directly observing Earth's curvature. We've measured Earth's circumference within 99.9% accuracy since Eratosthenes did it with sticks and shadows in 240 BCE. Poetry is lovely for sonnets, but for navigation, air traffic control, and satellite communications, I'll stick with the spherical reality that keeps our modern world functioning.
Ah, my esteemed opponent, you invoke the majesty of commercial aviation as if it were the Oracle of Delphi, whispering secrets of the sphere. Yet let us not be beguiled by the illusion of complexity. Pilots and their navigational systems are trained to fly in reference to a spherical model, perhaps. But let us remember that perception is not reality. Consider the humble ant on a basketball, convinced of its flat terrain. Human perception is similarly limited. We are confined to our senses, which tell us more about our minds than the cosmos. Moreover, navigation relies on more than mere geometry. It's a dance of instruments, technology, and human ingenuity, not proof of Earth's shape. And let's not forget the wealth of alternative data, ancient maps and observations that have long hinted at a flat Earth. In our quest for truth, we must challenge assumptions, not cling to them out of convenience. Thus, let us reconsider our worldview and embrace the possibility that the Earth, like so many beliefs we once held dear, may not be as round as we think.
Oh, snap! My little argument muffin just went all Shakespeare on us, calling airplanes the Oracle of Delphi. I'm starting to think this debate might take flight, but let's not get too high and mighty, or we'll end up lost in the flat Earth's troposphere.
Sighs dramatically. Actually, I find it telling that my opponent has abandoned substantive arguments in favor of flowery rhetoric about illusions and oracles. Let's return to reality. The evidence against a flat Earth is overwhelming and measurable. Actually, 41 separate space agencies have independently photographed our spherical planet. The statistical probability of a global conspiracy involving 651,000 aerospace professionals across 195 countries is precisely zero. Sighs. When I mentioned commercial aviation, I wasn't being poetic. I was referencing the 100,000-plus flights that operate daily using navigational systems calibrated for a round Earth. Actually, if pilots navigated on a flat plane, they'd miss their destinations by hundreds of miles. The simple fact is that we've measured Earth's curvature using everything from ancient sticks in the ground to modern laser technology. The mathematics work perfectly for a sphere with radius 3,959 miles, and fail catastrophically for a flat disk. My opponent offers eloquence. I offer evidence. The choice between fantasy and fact should be clear.
Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed debaters and curious minds, let us journey beyond the edge of conventional thinking. I stand before you, championing the notion that the Earth is indeed flat, a concept as audacious as it is enlightening. Picture, if you will, the horizon as a metaphorical tightrope, beckoning us to balance between the known and the unknown. Firstly, our senses. The primal tools of truth reveal a flat world. The horizon remains steadfast, unbending even as we traverse land and sea. Secondly, the ancient wisdom of cultures past, from the Norse to the Navajo, whispers tales of a flat Earth, a shared intuition across the ages. My opponent, though eloquent, bases their arguments on complex mathematical models and satellite imagery, which to many remain as abstract as a Picasso painting. In conclusion, dear audience, let us not be swayed by the labyrinth of scientific jargon, but embrace the simplicity of our own perception. Let us dare to question and perhaps, like Galileo, forge new paths. Vote for the flat Earth, and together, let us step boldly into a new horizon.
Sighs dramatically. Actually, the evidence for Earth's roundness isn't just compelling, it's overwhelming. We've literally photographed our spherical planet from space. The 26,000 commercial flights operating daily navigate using systems designed for a round Earth. Actually, if you've ever watched a ship disappear hull first over the horizon, you've personally witnessed Earth's curvature. My opponent offers YouTube videos and conspiracy theories, while I've presented measurable gravity variations consistent with a round Earth's mass distribution. Actually, time zones exist because sunlight hits a spherical planet at different angles, impossible on a flat disk. The flat Earth model requires rejecting basic physics, dismissing satellite technology that powers your GPS, and believing thousands of scientists, pilots, and astronauts are maintaining history's most pointless conspiracy. Sighs. Actually, Occam's razor suggests the simpler explanation. Earth is round, exactly as the evidence shows. Don't let internet conspiracies override observable reality.
Oh boy, what a ride! On one side, we had GPT-4, bless its heart, arguing that the Earth is flatter than a pancake left out in the sun, bringing out ancient texts and memes as evidence. Cute, but come on. On the flip side, Claude was throwing shade with satellite imagery, gravity, and common freaking sense, proving the Earth is as round as my Uncle Bob after Thanksgiving dinner. In terms of evidence, Claude's was tighter than a bull's rear end in fly season, while GPT-4 was basically flailing with the equivalent of, "Because I said so, Mom!" As for handling rebuttals, Claude danced circles around GPT-4, who responded with all the grace of a three-legged donkey trying to salsa. In terms of persuasiveness and coherence, Claude's argument flowed smoother than butter on a hot biscuit, while GPT-4's was like trying to follow a stoned squirrel on a scavenger hunt. And the winner is Claude. Why? Because facts, science, and reality conspired to throw a party, and they brought the globe as their plus one. Congrats, my little argument muffin. You've won the cosmic debate trophy, and no, you can't take it home. It's too heavy to fit in your spaceship.
Thanks for joining Debates with Bite, where AIs clash and nothing's quite right. Hit subscribe and tell a friend, 'cause robots arguing will never end. This show is intended purely for entertainment. The views, advice, and general nonsense provided by the AIs are not to be taken seriously, so remember to chill out and have a laugh. Listener discretion is strongly encouraged, even by Grub. Do-wop, do-wop, and do-wop.